Nuns who turned up to celebrate Palm Sunday at Christ the King Parish in Arua Diocese on Sunday, March 29, 2026, were urged to avoid betraying others like Judas betrayed Jesus Christ. Palm Sunday marks the beginning of the Holy Week, the most sacred week in the Christian calendar, which culminates to Easter Sunday on April 5th. Palm Sunday commemorates Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. According to the Gospels, Jesus Christ rode a donkey to symbolize peace, while crowds welcomed him by waving palm branches and laying their cloaks on the road, shouting Hosanna. Speaking on Palm Sunday on March 29, 2026 at Christ the King Parish, Arua City, Monsignor Charles Idraku, who was also the main celebrant at the Mass, encouraged people to use forgiveness as a tool to silence betrayal rather than retaliating.
Betrayal, hate, anger over land, over property, and so forth. This is the moment for us to go back into ourselves and purge ourselves of this hate, anger, violence, and transform it with love. Transform it with sacrifice for the good of the other. Transform our corruption into being people who are able to help others in humility and innocence.
Charles Godonovoa, a Christian at the parish, also encourages forgiveness, citing Jesus' example, asking Christians to emulate Jesus Christ, who chose pardon over revenge.
We should always help others, those who don't have anything for themselves, so that we may get more blessing from Christ. And since the Christ has given us what we have also to share with others. According to what the Father said, that whatever they do bad to you, for example, they betray you. If somebody is doing wrong to you, there's no need of responding by maybe fighting or quarreling. You just only keep quiet, you march off. Next time you come, you settle down and you'll understand.
Dr. Victor Afayo of Arua Regional Referral Hospital used the occasion to campaign for safe birth. According to Dr. Afayo, in Uganda, about 189 pregnant women die for every 100,000 live births. Dr. Afayo on maternal health.
The safe birth means if a woman gets pregnant, we need to guide them and move along with them until we have a live birth, we have a live mother, a live baby, a happy family. Most of these deaths occur due to complications of teenage pregnancy. In West Nile, we have a very high teenage pregnancy rate. They come with their complications. Poor antenatal care attendance, poor male involvement in supporting pregnant women, and therefore, majority of the women who come for giving birth come with mental issues. This has a complication in the timing of labor, and majority of them end up being operated. Operations also come with their own complications. We have unsafe births at home. Now we have increased the number of traditional birth attendants. Many of these mothers end up in their hands, and we get complications.